This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. He got on the wrong train. He was headed to New York, but wound up in Baltimore instead. We can't be sure how it happened. We can't be sure about a lot of things that happened to Edgar Allan Poe between September 27th, when he arrived, and October 7th, 1849, when he died of something at Washington College Hospital. We don't know what killed him. People have spent 160 years sifting through clues trying to figure it out, like Poe's detective trying to solve those murders in the Rue Morgue. Spoiler alert, it was the orangutan. But even if they dug Poe's body up and ran whatever sort of CSI history stuff they can do these days, the results might come up definitively cholera or a brain lesion or alcohol poisoning or even rabies, all of which people have suggested. Now, while that might explain definitively why he died, we won't know what killed Edgar Allan Poe. But we know this. Poe was going to be married a few weeks later. His first wife, Virginia, had died 2 years earlier, 2 years before he got on the wrong train. Virginia was the love of his life, though she was his first cousin and was 13 to his 27 when they married. It seems that one day in 1842, she was playing the piano and she started coughing. And if you've seen just about any movie set in the 19th century, you'd know what that means. And we know that as her consumption got worse, so did her husband's already problematic drinking. We also know that after Virginia died, Edgar made a mess of things with at least one woman. There were likely several more. He met a poet from Providence and promised her he'd stop it with the booze if she agreed to marry him. She did, but he couldn't. Soon he was calling on his first girlfriend, his childhood sweetheart. She was the woman he was going to marry before he got on the wrong train. We know that Poe was in rough shape when he arrived in Baltimore. Whether it was cholera or rabies or anything else, Poe was in rough shape. But he probably wouldn't have just died. Something killed him. Something made him wind up delirious and banged up and near death, stretched out on a wooden plank outside a saloon on Lombard Street, wearing another man's clothes. Something made him shiver and hallucinate and slip into and out of a coma, and shout out and flail until he had to be strapped into his hospital bed. And it was probably local politics. Poe was found on election day, and that saloon was a polling place in the city's 4th Ward. And the Whig Party needed a big turnout that day, and the 4th Ward Whigs had ways of getting a big turnout. It seems that Edgar Allan Poe probably spent his last day out in the world, his last day before he was taken to a hospital to die, voting. It seems that the man who wrote The Raven and Annabel Lee and The Telltale Heart had been kidnapped by thugs. They would do this back then. These thugs, and that's really the only word for them, would kidnap people just walking down the street alone, and they'd get them drunk or get them high on opium and keep them locked in a room. It seems that the man who invented the detective story, the man who gave us the blueprint that yielded everything from Sherlock Holmes to Agatha Christie to The Wire, speaking of awful things happening in Baltimore, it seems he was kidnapped and drugged and kept locked in a room and smacked around. It seems that the first American writer to try and make his living by writing, and the 24 bucks he got for The Raven was nothing even back in the 1840s. The first American writer to try and make his living by writing, not by family money or a professor or reverend salary. It seems that he was kidnapped and drugged and smacked around and dragged all over Baltimore to vote. Edgar Allan Poe, on his last day out in the world, 2 years after the love of his life lost her long and sad fight with tuberculosis, a few weeks before he would remarry, Edgar Allan Poe was dragged half-conscious through the streets of Baltimore from polling place to commit basic voter fraud. He was stripped of his clothes and put into another man's to vote multiple times before being dumped off, delirious and confused, and dying in some bar.